morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB testing ferret ahead of a upcoming conference call. K2PCB.
Audio level is a little bit higher than average.
Good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB testing ferret ahead of a upcoming conference call. K2PCB.
K2PCB. This is KE2GEQ. You sound a lot better this morning than you did yesterday.
Audio level is pretty good.
K2PCB. This is KE2GEQ. You sound a lot better this morning than you did yesterday.
All right. Good morning there, Brad. Yeah, I was doing the, a quick parrot test to make sure that the audio sounded good, because that was really baffling how we were having difficulty there yesterday. And I know Ross said he was listening to the East Coast Reflector on lunch, and it was coming through no problem, so don't know what's up with that. I guess that's one of the downsides to utilizing these digital internet based connections rather than pure RF.
Very well could be, but it seems to be straightened now. If this is your typical drive-in, then sounds normal, like it normally does.
And since you replied to me while I was still connected to that echo, you actually should have heard yourself come back. At least I heard it on my end. I think it propagated through the system. Did you hear yourself?
I did, and it was a little strange.
Yeah, no one ever sounds exactly like they do in real life without having a really, really good station, you know, good quality FM, you know, a broadband signal, wideband signal, good microphone, and then tuned to make your voice sound natural. Otherwise, there is, even just on the telephone, everyone doesn't sound exactly the same. And then the narrower bandwidth of the radios, I think it just even adds to that. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that it's working well this morning. So no issues there. How was your day yesterday?
I would say my day yesterday was productive. Got some things done around the house. Got the lawn cut. Worked on the Dodge a bit. Figured out the problem that now I got to figure out. Figured out what caused the problem. Now I got to figure out how to fix it. It was a good day. How about you? I know that you had an appointment. I hope all went well there.
Actually, things went sort of okay. Without getting into too much detail of that, because I don't recall how much I got into it yesterday, but I was scheduled for some tests on the 30th, and I called the office to ask if I could pull that in, and I ended up calling yesterday morning, and they said, how quick can you be here? I'm like, oh, crap. You know, and this is downtown, so it's a, you know, I can be there in 45 minutes. Okay, whenever you can get here. So, hopped in the truck, and Lynn and I cruised down, and three and a half hours later, on the move again. But, yeah, I guess it worked out okay. Nothing too negative, I should say. I'll just put it that way. Yeah, all in all, pretty good. Let's see what else? I had some extra time yesterday. I played a little bit more with setting up my MMDVM ahead of my DMR radio arriving. I don't know if I mentioned that. I ordered one of those. And I've been thinking about how to bridge DMR to All-Star. Get into this chat using DMR without having to use my analog bridge. So that would be a whole different endeavor. And haven't done much research in the DMR at this point, so it probably sounds Greek, but that's okay. That's what I was playing around with last night for a little bit, not too much time. But, today's Friday, so I'm excited about that, which probably doesn't mean a lot for you from a work perspective, but that's okay. This is K2PCB.
Yeah, Fridays don't have the same feeling that they did a month ago. Definitely different feeling than Fridays. But still, it's Friday, and I look forward to it. It means different things. But it is the 13th, so be careful today. This is KE2GQ.
It's funny that you say that. When I went for my test yesterday, the girls there were joking about how it's good I made it in today, being yesterday rather than today because it was Friday the 13th. And then before I left this morning, Lynn's like, you know, I forget exactly how she phrased this, but just be aware, you know, today's Friday the 13th, and next month for the next 5 months, they're all Friday the 13th months because it's, you know, July, August, September, October, November, spell out Jason. And then, like, really? that's every year. But, you know, people are jumping on that today. And, you know, kind of like the whole numerology, I guess we got letterology. I'm sure there's a name for it. I thought that was funny. Friday the 13th. So far, so good. No black cats running across. And I guess that's witchcraft, not, urban legend lore. So, all right. I've got 6:31, so maybe Ross is in there, jumping in the rotation. Are you out there this morning, Ross? KGPCB. Yeah, I guess he's still getting ready and making his way out, unless he's off, and again, don't know about it. What was I going to say? Oh, you've been watching the news lately? Holy cow. Especially that plane that came down. I know they were talking about one survivor, which is just phenomenal in and of itself. Is he the only survivor of that one that just went down?
I'm a little out of the loop. I haven't been watching any news lately, so I'm not aware of a plane going down. Karen's pretty much up on the news, and but she was at our daughter's all day yesterday, and then we only talked for a little bit before I decided to go to bed because I was tired. No, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I just keep seeing the headlines, not getting into too much detail about it, but was it India Airlines or in India? There's really 200-plus people, souls on board, as they say, and it seems like there was one survivor. The plane took off, and it really didn't even gain too much altitude and came down, and unfortunately, the way it came down, it caused it to ignite. There's a lot of video, you know, like surveillance cameras, couple amateur, captures, where it's kept caught in the background kind of video. It's really sad. But there's been a lot of those lately. I know Lynn and I don't travel much, but she's commented about, how unsafe it is to fly by plane these days, or travel by plane. Scary.
Are you referring to the plane crash that happened in India? I just did a quick search on plane crash, and that was the first one that came up.
Yep, that was it. Yeah, it looked like it was taking off, and the tail was staying pretty low. It really wasn't gaining much much elevation. I'm sure a lot more detail will come out about it, and I may even miss it. You know, it might not come out in detail in this country, everywhere news, if you will, without searching for it. But I'm sure something went wrong there. Yeah, it looks like somebody's setting up for a garage sale really quick, already.
Pretty bad
over there on Hinchy. They've got their looks like they got like some kind of miter saw on a almost looked like it was on some kind of rolling Ryobi cart, so it's portable. Looks like they're lining up their garage with all their goods ready to open up for their garage selling today. But I don't know if you do those. Lynn's sister and brother-in-law do those all the time. He's into buying and selling comics. He's got an eBay store that he sells on and buys and sells online, buys and sells locally. He's really into it. But I think that's where he says he finds a lot of his good deals is in garage sale finds. I never got into comic books. Don't think I've ever even owned one. And I'm really disconnected from a lot of the common things that people like, comic books, Star Wars, Star Trek. A lot of that's all lost on me. Hey, I just pulled in here. I can't really see from where I am right now if Ross is already on or already here or not. It's kind of funny. Thinking about that, I did some Google searches. It didn't seem like there was a lot on Facebook Marketplace locally for ham radio stuff, a lot of older equipment. But you can look on eBay, and there's a lot of dual-band radios, which can give you some more better coverage, a little more power with that station that you have set up there. And it might be something to consider rather than buying new. I'm even seeing those like TYT 7800s. They're going for just over $100, which isn't too bad.
KC2PET.
Oh, yeah, jump in there. Go ahead. KC2PCB.
Good morning, Travis. I'm assuming Brad's in there as well. Got a late start today. Evelyn greeted me again, so I had to get, I was getting her a little something to eat and something to drink before I left. So, yep, good morning.
Yeah, I was just commenting to Brad how I had seen on eBay there's some TYT 7800s in there that are actually at a really reasonable price. Do you have any recommendations on a decent, reasonably priced dual band radio he could maybe look at, new or used?
Yeah, it's either Anytone or Redivest sells it. They're on the cheaper side. Obviously, they're not a Kenwood or a Yaesu or Icon, but it's that little mini mobile I have. Brad was actually looking at it when I was at, when he was still at work. And I was fixing it with my my little power supply circuit I was putting in it. So yeah, that's a neat little radio. It does, it's only 25 watts, but it does get them a lot more than that Bofang handheld that he's using. And then unless he really wants to, go like get one of the three big ones. I like Yaesu's. I think you're a Kenwood guy. But, that little Anytone or Redivest sells the another version of it. They look identical, but those two worked good for me.
Yeah, I would say I don't discriminate. I own Yaesu, two Yaesu's, many Bofangs, two ICOMs, and a Kenwood. I don't discriminate. Yeah, Brad, we were in that conversation yesterday on the W2SO Lancaster repeater there. And I looked up that Tim's call sign, and it looks like he was member of the year for the club last year. So I'm going to guess that he's pretty active over there on the Lancaster repeater. So, yeah. Have you had any chance to make any other connections? So obviously the one to Lancaster there worked out pretty well. That one's close for you.
I have not made any other connections. Right now my radio time is pretty much between you and Ross's commute, which is okay with me for right now. I'm still developing this new routine of my life, and I'll get there, especially, you know, when the weather changes back in the fall, I'll probably end up spending more time on it.
Yeah, this morning, while I was getting ready, as I do a lot in the morning these days, I connect into DMR, and there's a few different talk groups that I'll bounce between, and I noticed that this one talk group was somewhat active. It's a talk group called Technology First. And I've listened to it once or twice before, and it's sort of neat. They talk about ham radio and literally technology. Well, it's new in technology, a lot of Linux stuff. You know, it's kind of up my alley. And I linked into it, didn't hear anything for a second. I'm getting dressed. And the guy comes back and calls my call sign. He must have seen that I had connected. And of course, I had to tell him that I was limited on time as I was getting ready, but that I would stop back in. And when you're in that interface that I'm using, it's kind of cool because it brings up whatever picture you have on your QRZ page, you know, when you look up your call sign. And I've definitely seen that image before. I've seen this guy on other talk groups. So, but I talked to him briefly. I had to cut it short, but, yeah, even just listening along is fun for me. All right, this is K2PCB. I've got 6:43. I might have to turn it over to just the two of you. I don't think you'll get Mark this morning, being that he doesn't start until 8 o'clock on Fridays, I believe. This is K2PCB.
All right, Travis. Well, I'll see you at work. Yeah, as far as yesterday, I haven't touched a thing on my node, and so far it's been 100% all in my work, at least. I don't know like for Brad, but yeah, it's been fine. So I didn't touch a thing, so I don't know if it's just a network problem with the internet, who knows. But yeah, so far so good today. That's why I didn't really touch anything. I didn't want to. I kind of figured it would fix itself. All right, I'll see you at work.
Yeah, this morning everything seems to be working fine. So I was able to pick up Travis just about when he left, whenever he was driving. And then it pretty much picked you up like I normally do. I get a little bit of flutter. And then as you get closer to my location, it gets better. So, yeah, whatever it was, cleared itself up. This is KD2, CDQ.
I did hear how Travis was asking you to connect to other nodes, which you can do that. I have to show you. If you go on, was it ASL? And if you go through the little form that shows you if you want to connect to other nodes, so you can do go to the lookup, and what it was, it'll give you all the nodes that's listed. And I know Travis has like a master list of all the popular ones that, you know, are active. Obviously, East Coast Reflector is one of them. He's got the HubNet. No, there's quite a few. So what you can do is you gotta hit star 3